The community in Baton Rouge has been recovering from deadly floods for a few weeks now. Scraps of wood, damaged personal items, and garbage have been piled along the roads. The skeletons of homes' remains have been gutted to avoid mold. Most recently, efforts were complicated by a recent hurricane warning. With us today to talk about the aid offered in the area and how you can help is Mrs. D. Nicolau, the Director of Disaster Response for the Greek Orthodox Metropolis of Atlanta and President of the Metropolis Philoptichos. Welcome, D.
Hello, Father.
Hi, D. How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you?
Very good. We've worked together in the past and for many years, so this feels like I'm speaking to an old friend.
Well, thank you very much. I feel the same way.
Why don't I ask you the very obvious question is, how would you describe the situation in Baton Rouge?
Unfortunately, the people in Baton Rouge are not getting the help that most people received in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. But we, as brothers and sisters in Christ, we have the opportunity to change their lives of those who have been affected by this devastating natural disaster. On August 11th, torrential downpours occurred in the surrounding areas of Baton Rouge and Lafayette, causing unimaginable devastation. The Washington Post noted that this no-name storm dumped three times as much rain on Louisiana as did Hurricane Katrina. It dropped an equivalent of 7.1 trillion gallons of water, or enough to fill Lake Pontchartrain for four times. The distress of our needs of our brothers and sisters in Christ and the Church of Holy Trinity in Baton Rouge is immense. Many have been displaced from their homes and have lost all, if not all, of their physical belongings. But hope is on the horizon for Holy Trinity because of their severe flooding. The church buildings remain, and they have been stripped of water damaged materials, and then they're in the process of drying out and sterile sanitation. A large container on the property has provided storage for the salvaged furniture. The icons are being restored and cleaned in New Orleans, which they receive heavy damage. The pews are going to be attempted to be repaired by a local craftsman. The mounting of the icons and probably the Holy Trinity icon will have to be replaced, and there will be a need for additional funding. Hopefully, with all the donations that will be collected by our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ throughout the United States, we will get enough to complete the church and the icon restoration and to meet of all of the families in need of help. Church services are being held outdoors due to the conditions about the weather and children's concerns and their facilities. A change in venue to a parishioner's restaurant reception room was secured. Once the halls and the bathrooms are finished, the services will continue to the site. Father Anthony and the entire Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox community extend many thanks for your physical, spiritual, and monetary support to their parishioners for local parishes in the Metropolis of Atlanta Philoptichos and the National Philoptichos and IOCC.
Have you been able to visit the location, Dee?
No, I've been waiting for a Metropolitan Alexios to return from Greece, and I will probably be going there within the next 2 weeks.
Okay. And is there more work to be done, do you feel?
Oh, yes. Unfortunately, as I said earlier, we have not been getting the help that they need. What we actually need is we need donations at this time to help with the rebuilding efforts and to aid our displaced families.
So, Dee, let me ask you one final question. How can our listeners help? Because it's not just a disaster that involves the people in Louisiana. This is something that everyone can help out with. So tell us a little bit more about how they can contact you. Can they send money? Can they send donations? What can we do?
Through the Assist a Family program, they can send me gift cards from Walmart, Home Depot, Lowe's, and that way we can provide these so the families can get their vital necessities that they need. Also, we're in need of school kits and also kits for cleanup.
Let me just say this. I believe that we can all help, And I hope listeners not only here in the United States but around the world will help this catastrophe. I cannot believe the amount of water that fell on the city. I was unaware that so much did fall. So please, if you can help, contact Ms. D. Nicolau. Her email address is nicolau@msn.com. You can call at 813-294-0346. You can send checks and to pay them to the Order of the Metropolis of Atlanta, Philoptochos, care of D. Nicolau, 27242 Breakers Drive, Wellesley Chapel, Florida, 33544. D., thank you, and thank Our Lady's Philoptochos Society for all that you do. I know that you do this from your heart. I've seen you in action, and we have to be grateful to God that you're there to help folks out. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Father.